probably the last thing I was involved in was a terminal imaging radar. Matter of fact, these might be view graphs relating to that. But in any event, what this was doing was to try to detect. One of the early things I was involved in was Bambi, which was the boost phase anti-ballistic missile system. And what this was a detection of missiles by looking for infrared radiation in targets above the Earth's atmosphere, because the Earth's atmosphere is a good filter for IR. And but when I got into that, in other words, I was managing a proposal for that, and my conclusion was that DOD thought that this could be done, I think, with a couple dozen satellites. But when I got into it, well, I wasn't an IR type. I was just based on the number of defects you had in a typical TV camera. I concluded that really the thing would not be just a couple dozen satellites, but it would be 200 or 300 and cost about 3 gross national products. And I suspect that others felt the same way, and so DOD finally ultimately just made it a research project, gave us a couple $100,000, $300,000 or something. But I was involved in this latest thing was a terminal imaging radar, and that was do a radar detection of incoming satellites and to be able to launch missiles and so on to hit them. And let's see, I don't think I did any other FAA work after that thing that I did for LaGuardia. And a lot of the work that my group did was countermeasures related. And another reason for the interest in acoustics is that one of the countermeasures techniques was to detect the radar signal, delay it, and send an echo back. And delaying it by use a coiled coaxial transmission line. Well, by using an acoustic device, the propagation velocity in acoustics is about 1,000 feet a second compared to 186,000 miles a second for electromagnetic. And so you could make a little acoustic device about so big to provide the same delay that you would with a big coil coax. And so this is one thing my group was involved in. Another was a receiver protector, a gaseous, on a radar, you have a single antenna, and you transmit, and then you have a receiver protector that shorts out and prevents the transmitter pulse from hitting the receiver. And so that was one of the things that my group did. Westinghouse was heavily involved in various airborne and satellite radar. And for example, they do the radar for the F-16, and the F-16 is a very widely used airplane, and it's a big source of funding for, I guess, Boeing, or is it I've forgotten whether it's Boeing or Lockheed. But in any event, my group was involved in a number of the key components for these various radars, and the Gemini rendezvous radar, and Westinghouse has been heavily involved in various satellite programs, although I do remember the first briefing I went to for a satellite program at NASA at Goddard, and there were some of us from Westinghouse and some from Hughes, but Hughes grew 10 times more rapidly than Westinghouse did in this thing, and so I found that interesting to look back on. And I think that various technologies that we were involved in there, semiconductor, one of the things I did when I was manager of R&D programs, but one of the things I did was to provide money to the research labs for gallium arsenide work for microwave semiconductor devices, which are much more efficient than the silicon devices for operation at microwave. And there are quite a number of systems that I was involved in. Most of them were classified, of course. But